What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 153, Strong the Iron Will Way. I did an Instagram post, probably came out on Facebook too, talking about the importance of the little things and the expression, how you do one thing, or it might actually be anything, but how you do anything is how you do everything. I thought, based on the response, that it deserved its own podcast and a little bit more of a conversation. So, when I first heard that expression, I'll be honest with you, I didn't really understand what it meant all that well. You know, how you do anything is how you do everything. I'm like, what does that mean, right? It sounded very vague to me. But it struck me the other day, during one of my own workouts, because I was doing, hadn't worked out in a while, so I was kind of, you guys might relate to this, I was really psyched to work out because I hadn't in a while, and I was really missing it and feeling very much like I had never worked out in my life and lost everything. And then like 20 minutes into it, I was like, oh man, I've been off more than I can chew. Like, I'm definitely now realizing I haven't worked out in 3 weeks. So feeling tired, things starting to feel heavy, mind starts playing tricks on me and convincing me that I'm, you know, I could stop anytime soon. So I've got like one more exercise to go. I'm following a program that's written by Greg Panora, who's a fucking super duper powerlifter. And I'm following someone else's programming, which I love because I kind of don't have to think about what to do. And I just do what I'm told. You know, one of the problems when you create your own programming or you make up your own workouts is that you can easily edit your own workouts while you're doing them. And that's what I started to do, right? So I start to convince, as I look and see my last exercise is supposed to be dumbbell rows. Any of you guys have done dumbbell rows, you know that they're not an easy exercise. It's relatively heavy weight. It's a pretty much full body movement. A lot of muscles are involved. It's very taxing to the body in general, very tiring, very exhausting. So I see that on the list and I'm like, oh fuck. Last thing I feel like doing right now is dumbbell rows. I'm tired. I haven't worked out in 3 weeks. I start to rationalize all the reasons why I don't have to do them, right? Like any normal tired person does. I say, hey, you know what? I haven't worked out in 3 weeks. This was pretty good just to get going. I'll, you know, next week when I do this workout, I'll get my rows in. It was snowing out, and I thought I'd probably be doing some shoveling later. So I'm literally convincing myself that shoveling is a bit of a workout, and that uses back muscles. So I don't really need to do my rows. I'm going to get some back work doing shoveling. I mean, I'm pulling out every fucking excuse in the book. And that's when it hit me. Like, you're doing exactly what that expression is talking about. You know, am I going to talk myself out of something that I know I should be doing? Right? Like, am I cutting corners? Would I be able to look at myself and say, hey, I gave it my all when I followed Greg's program? Or would say, well, I followed Greg's program, kinda. You know, I didn't do the last exercise on every workout. And that's when it occurred to me, you know, is that how you do anything is how you do everything. If you're gonna do that on your workout, you're gonna do that everywhere. Now, conversely, if you don't do that on your workout, you're not going to do that shit anywhere else. And that was really the valuable part, is your subconscious can be trained, right? Your habits and the type of person that you are can be trained and can change. And most of us don't realize this until it's too late, or maybe never at all. And I didn't know this until recently, but you know, you'll have people say all the time, oh, I'm not the kind of person that likes to do this. Oh, I'm not that type of person. Well, if you want to be that type of person, decide to be that type of a person, right? Finish the stuff that you started. Don't bail on the last exercise. Because here's how this happens. It's very insidious, but this happens. And this creates a pattern in your life that happens in every area. And little things do matter. Okay, they do add up. Because let's look at all the little things that it's easy to think don't matter. Okay, so in workouts, right, it would be let's take my example. If I skipped my three sets of dumbbell rows that day, would my physique be any different today or tomorrow if I did? No. Would my strength level and endurance level be any different? Not really. Just if I just skipped that one day of rowing and every other workout all year was good, wouldn't matter. That's the problem. Because you can easily convince yourself that, one exercise is not going to matter. Because alone, it will not matter. But it's not going to be alone if you allow yourself to have that mindset. Because now, let's say you're following, you're on a diet program. Okay, I talked about this with one of my friends who's a competitive bodybuilder. You know, back when I would compete as a bodybuilder, there are certain rules. The way that you get in shape to compete in bodybuilding. Now, bodybuilding, for those of you who aren't 100% familiar with it, is basically getting on stage with as much muscle as possible and with as little body fat as possible. So the real big challenge of bodybuilding in competition is dieting, is getting the body fat down to a ridiculous inhuman level, and that is primarily done through extremely strict dieting. The lifting part, to build muscle, that's not that challenging because you kind of do that year-round. So if you're a bodybuilder, you're already lifting all the time. But the real difference when it comes to competing is the dieting and getting the fat off. So you have to follow very strict rules to get down to that level, okay? You cut out all dairy. You cut out all, like, condiments. So you're cutting out mayonnaise and even ketchup. I mean, sauces, barbecue sauces, because it has sugar in it. I mean, every little thing. Now imagine how easy would it be to convince yourself that 2 tablespoons of barbecue sauce on your chicken once a day aren't gonna kill you. Probably correct, okay? But those 2 tablespoons of sugar actually at that level do matter. Because over time, that's, I don't know what the hell it is, let's call it 6 grams of sugar, but that's every single day over the course of months. We are splitting hairs at that level so much that that could be the difference. More likely though, it would be that the person who is going to break the rules and have 2 tablespoons of barbecue sauce is also going to cave and have 1 glass of wine on a Friday. Just one, but now that's in there, okay? Now that person that's willing to have a glass of wine when alcohol is prohibited on the bodybuilder diet and ketchup is prohibited on the bodybuilder diet or barbecue sauce is probably also going to say, well, I'm supposed to do 45 minutes of cardio today after my workout, but if I only do 30, it's no big deal. See where I'm going with this? That makes a fucking difference. That is the difference between the guy that places sixth and the guy that wins, okay? Those things make a difference. So very easy to convince yourself that those little dietary things don't matter, that those last 2 sets don't matter. But this now bleeds into everything, right? So you just don't finish your work, and you see this even in the business and work area. You know, if you've ever had somebody come and do work at your house, right? Let's say you hire somebody to put in a kitchen floor, okay? So they come and contractor A comes in, you specify what you want, he gets you the right tile, puts in a floor, does a nice job of the grouting, and everything looks good. But you notice that when he comes and when he leaves, he kind of makes a little bit of a mess, right? The job's all quote-unquote done, and he leaves, but there's like sawdust in your living room, and there's mud tracks into the bathroom, and there's a section of the corner where the things don't exactly line up. No one's really going to see it, but you see it, okay? Now, contractor B comes and does the same exact tile job, except he vacuums the living room when he's done. He makes sure to put paper down so there's no mud tracks in the bathroom. He finds that little corner where no one was going to see it, and he puts an extra little bit of grout over there to seal that up so you can't see the old floor. That probably took that guy 5 fucking minutes extra, maybe 10, right? But what a completely different experience for the customer, right? I'm going to tell everybody about B. I'm not going to tell a single person about A. Yeah, fine. I mean, right? So this is where the little things matter, because everybody does the big things. Everybody's going to put, I mean, if the guy doesn't put down the right floor or do it well, then that's just fucking obvious that he's not good, right? But the little things are what separate good from great, right? From pretty good to fucking awesome in everything. You talk to anybody about Michael Jordan, LeBron James, anybody who excelled at a specific sport, Wayne Gretzky, Sidney Crosby, you're always going to hear the same thing. They came early to practice. They stayed extra after practice. They did stuff on their own. They were nonstop practicing the basics. Every athlete goes to practice. Every athlete works out. So just doing those are not going to make you exceptional. Those things are going to put you on the team with all the other fucking guys in the team. If you want to be at the top of the team, you got to do extra, right? You got to do the little things. So this is what they're talking about. I was always fascinated by why the fuck are the military people so big on the beds? What's with the beds? What's with making the beds, right? I've never been in the military, but I have the utmost respect for the discipline and the kind of systems that organization has in place to get things done. So what always used to fascinate me was the beds. I could never understand, not even in military, even just in general life, like what's the point of making a bed, right? You're just going to lie back in it fucking 14 hours later. What is the point? Well, the point for the military was, again, how you do one thing is how you do everything. The attention to detail, starting your day, the first thing you do perfectly, sets the tone for the day, right? You get up, first thing you do is make that bed perfectly. That's how you're going to view all of the tasks that you need to do throughout the day. They have to be done as promised, as expected, and perfectly. And then that you're building, they're trying to build a habit in their people of doing things right and doing things consistently every fucking time. And that's what happens, right? So when you start to pay attention to the tiniest things and start finishing them, just take that extra couple minutes and do everything 101%, not 90%, not close enough, not almost, not good enough. Finish everything. Be the contractor that vacuums up the living room and finishes up the little corner, you know? Be the athlete that shows up early and when the coach says to do 100 sprints and then he's not looking, you don't stop at 98 because he's not looking. You still do 100, right? When there's another set of exercises on your chart, but your trainer's not there, no one knows. You could even fudge it. No one will ever know. You're going to know. Your subconscious is going to know. You got to finish that stuff. You got to train your subconscious to know that you are the type of a person that does 100% of what's expected, if not 105%. You finish everything. You do everything to the best of your ability. You don't stop until a job is done. If you can teach yourself that that's the type of person that you are and that's the attributes that you exhibit on a daily basis, you're going to find that you are insanely successful at so many more things, particularly in the kind of strength and health arena. Because when you pay attention to those little things, the little things are everything. You know, everybody knows how to eat properly, kind of. But are you disciplined enough to really stick to it and eliminate those little things or do the extra little things? Think about that. Have a strong day, you guys. Talk to you soon.